and welcome to Executive Insights. My name is Alex Chavarsky. I'm a managing director and financial advisor at UBS Financial Services with the Corporate Financial Group. I'm joined today by one of my team members, Ron Costa, Wealth Strategy Associate. We are located in Los Angeles, California, and can be reached at the email address cfg@ubs.com. Executive Insights is a podcast series designed for founders and corporate executives to discuss topics relevant to those individuals. And today's topic is going to be on Rule 10b5-1. That's SEC Rule 10b5-1. And Ron, who works on the team and constructs and helps with all of the 10b5-1 trading plans, I'm going to ask him a few questions that should hope I hope will shed some light on what is Rule 10b5-1 and what it means and how it can be used. So, hi, Ron.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. So, let's start simple. What exactly is Rule 10b5-1?
Well, Rule 10b5-1 plan is an SEC rule that allows corporate insiders, like executives, directors, or employees with access to material non-public information to create a pre-arranged trading plan. The idea is simple. Decisions about buying or selling stock are made before the person has insider information rather than at the moment of the trade.
Interesting. So how does someone actually create a 10b5-1 plan?
Well, first, a compliant plan must be established in good faith at a time when the insider is not aware of material non-public information. The plan must then clearly define the amount, price, and timing of trades or uses a formula or third-party discretion to determine them. Once the plan is in place, trades happen automatically without further input from the insider.
And why is timing so critical here?
Timing is critical because that timing is what supports the affirmative defense. If regulators question a trade, the insider can point to the pre-existing plan and say, "This trade was already scheduled before I had any insider information." That separation between knowledge and execution is central to the Rule 10b5-1 protection.
Now, you mentioned affirmative defense. What exactly does that mean?
Affirmative defense just means that the insider isn't just denying wrongdoing, they're actively showing compliance. By demonstrating that the trade occurred under a valid 10b5-1 plan, the insider can defend against claims that they traded on insider information.
Great. Now, I know that in recent years, the SEC has made some changes to Rule 10b5-1. Are there any recent changes or rule changes that insiders should be aware of?
Yes, absolutely. Recently, the SEC has tightened the rules. Most insiders must now observe a cooling off period, generally 90 to 120 days, between adopting a plan and the first trade. There are also now restrictions on overlapping plans and new certification requirements, confirming the insider wasn't aware of material non-public information when the plan was adopted.
That's really insightful. And do you have any final takeaways regarding Rule 10b5-1?
My final takeaway is that Rule 10b5-1 plans are powerful, but only if they're done right. Proper planning, documentation, and compliance oversight are essential. When used correctly, they provide both flexibility and legal protection.
That's great. And if anybody would like more information on Rule 10b5-1 trading plans, we can be reached at that email address, CFG, that's Charlie Foxtrot Golf, at UBS.com, CFG@UBS.com. Thank you, Ron, so much for your insights today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.